Philip Stamford, PLTT Surgeon Care. Today's date is 11/04/2023. Dictation is for Ricardo Caballo. Caballo spells C-A-R-B-A-Y-Y. It's B-A-L-L-O. Date of birth, Ricardo spells R-I-C-A-R-D-O. Date of birth is 01/06/1960. This is a 63-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Mr. Ricardo has a history of BPH, hypertension, diabetes type 2. Is there for follow-up with these condition and medication profile and medication refill period? He states that since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints, period. Next paragraph. Past medical histories, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented, in acute distress, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious songs, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tendon, no organomegaly, no rigidity. Next paragraph, skin abrasions, lacerations, macules, papules, no vesicles, or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, up and lower extremities, no discomfort, the range of motion, bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented, nice cranial nerves, return is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is BPH. Assessment number two is hypertension. Assessment number three is hypercholesterolemia. Today we did an ultrasound of patient's prostate. Ultrasound confirmed enlarged gland with calcification. Today we did his labs, which include CBC. Among that will be his CBC and PSA. When the results is back, I'm going to go ahead and send this guy back to urology. His prostate was enlarged starting September 2022. At that time, he had a PSA of 5.77. He was sent to the urologist on 9/17/2022 and did not go to see the specialist secondary to funding, period. Patients, I had a discussion today about the importance of seeing a specialist. You would like to wait to see the PSA level first before we go ahead and initiate that referral period. Next paragraph. Labs drawn today, CBC, CMP, PSA, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D. Ultrasound today shows enlarged prostate with some calcification. Next paragraph, medication refill as follows. Flomax, 0.4 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, next medication. Lisinopril / HCTZ, 10 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, next medication. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days. Number 180, next medication. Glimepiride, 4 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication. Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Next paragraph. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.